This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The ousted U.S. Navy Secretary is taking rhetorical aim at President Donald Trump. Essentially, he argues, when it comes to the military, Mr. Trump just doesn't get it. AP correspondent Rita Foley has a report.
Former Navy Secretary Richard Spencer says President Trump doesn't understand much about how the military works. Spencer and the president disagreed about Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, accused of war crimes in Iraq. The president championed Gallagher's case, Spencer believed, partly because Gallagher's defense lawyers worked hard to keep it in the headlines. Spencer writes in the Washington Post that the president's intervention was shocking and harmful to the military. President Trump has tweeted praise of Gallagher's service, saying his case was handled very badly from the beginning. Rita Foley, Washington.
North Korea is getting a lot of attention today. It fired off two missiles. Here's VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul on the importance of the latest launches.
Seoul estimates the weapons traveled about 380 kilometers before splashing into the sea. It apparently was the North's latest test of a large-caliber multiple rocket launch system. It is North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May, after having refrained from any tests for about a year and a half. North Korea is intensifying pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer more concessions in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea last month walked out of working-level nuclear negotiations with the United States. It blamed Washington for the breakdown. The North has since warned it could restart nuclear or long-range missile tests.
That was VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador has rejected President Trump's idea to designate Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations. López Obrador calls it interventionism. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is